You're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast, a member of the Tech Podcast Network. It's Friday, March 18th, 2005. Welcome to the podcast.
You're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast, coming to you almost live from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome to the show. It's great to be with you today, and I am feeling much, much better. I am Todd the Geek from Geek News Central, and we got a great show lined up for you tonight. Lots of information, lots of news, and lots of happenings. And you can probably hear it in my voice. I've been dealing... I think I'm over the flu now. My voice is on the mend, but I'm still not 100%. But much better than the other night. And I want to thank everyone that sent me emails wishing me well. I really appreciated it. That was really great. For all the new listeners that's checking us out tonight, we want to welcome you to the show. And depending on how you found Geek News Central's podcast, we want to make sure that you always visit the website at www.geeknewscentral.com. Go over there and check it out, and you'll find a link to the podcast archive, and you'll be able to catch up on our older shows. We've had I had an email from someone in Sweden, and apparently the other night in my days trying to do the show, I'll have to correct myself. Sweden and Switzerland are two different places. I knew that. But I have to stand corrected. I made the mistake, and so someone called me out on it. So I wanted to say, yeah, I was pretty stupid, wasn't I? Okay, I made an announcement yesterday in the podcast mailing list. We are now looking for sponsors for the 2005 People's Choice Podcast Awards, which are going to get kicked off on June 15th, 2005. So if you have a company or an individual that would like to sponsor some of our categories, we are looking for sponsors. We're working in tandem with Podcast Expo, and the awards are actually going to be presented at Podcast Expo in November. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. They have their own little thing that they're going to be doing, and they're going to be announcing that shortly. But the podcast awards that we are going to be doing, or the podcast contest, is going to be strictly people's choice. So the podcasters and their fans are going to be able to vote. We've got the site design about 75% in the bag, and we're going to be ready to start putting sponsorship placement. We want to work this up nice, folks. So if you know of a company out there or want to help us get a sponsor, please let us know. Also, if you haven't been over to techpodcast.com, we want to make sure that you get over there and check that out. Make sure you check the show schedule, because we have a list up there of when all the podcasts for our members come out. And so you'll be able to listen to Tech basically 6 days a week right now. We've got almost 7 days. We got shows coming out almost every day. Now, one of the big announcements that I want to make is that between July 15th through the 18th, I am going to be at FeedFest. FeedFest is going to be in Portland, Oregon. It's going to be a great event. They're having a theme that's called the Podcast Hotel. Got your interest? It's going to be hosted by Corante, www.corante.com, and looks like it's going to be a big, big event. Going to be lots of people there that you'd like to rub elbows with. Philip Tarone from Make Magazine is going to be there. Robert Scoble, Eric Rice, Steve Gilmore from as a senior editor at Ziff Davis, Doug Kay of IT Conversations, Greg Narun. I don't know if I pronounced that correct, but Scott Gates is going to be there. Looks like Chris McIntyre from Podcast Alley is going to be there. Yours truly, of course, Mark Pinnikus from the CEO of TribeNet, Tim Borkin, also from the Podcast Brothers, who actually planning the podcast expo is going to be there too. So it's going to be a great group of people. And that's just a start of their list, folks. I got my hotel room today. So if those of you that are going to want to go, you're going to need to get hooked up and see about coming out. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we are going to be podcasting live to Hard Drive at the Podcast Hotel between July 15th through the 18th. What I'd really like to do, and something that just came to my attention today, is Gnome Dex 5 is going to be going on June 23rd through the 25th. And it's going to be in Bell Harbor Conference Center in Seattle, Washington. I'd really like to go to that, but I don't think the wife's going to let me slide to go to three conferences that close together unless I can get someone to pay for it. Anyone out there want to sponsor me to go to Gnome Dex? You know, two trips across the pond from Hawaii to back to the mainland, especially that time of year, is expensive. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. How many of you guys... On another subject, how many of you guys read Daypop? Daypop.com. I've been reading them for that site for a long time, and for some reason, they have just, man, they've blown it. I don't know what's going on over there. They are not staying up with the way things should be. It's just the site has fallen through the trenches. Does anybody have any idea what's going on over at Daypop? If you do, let us know. I want to tell you about the Motorola MPX 220. It has a megapixel camera, a built-in Bluetooth, and fancy clamshell design. It is on sale now at Singular in the United States or 02 in Europe. Learn more about this fantastic flip phone and other Microsoft-powered cell phones at www.msmobiles.com. Nobody else gives you the whole story. And thanks for MS Mobiles for being our sponsor tonight. Okay, let's get into the content, folks. I got a bunch of stuff for you. We're trying something new tonight. We're trying to, basically, we're going to try to shorten the content a little bit, try to make my intro time a little shorter, just because I'm getting some feedback that the 45 minutes that on the podcast are pushing it. So we're going to try to be wrapping it around 40 minutes today, 35 to 40 minutes. So I'm going to try to stay on schedule. I want to talk about a motorbike that made the news. It's a new one that's been developed in the UK. It's a completely green motorcycle, and it's pretty cool. It's known as an emission-neutral vehicle. But basically, the bike is powered by a briefcase-sized cell filled with high-pressure hydrogen, which is slotted in front of the seat and which needs to be topped off every 100 miles. It's got a great pickup speed, and hey, this is, you know, finally, so we're starting to see a little bit of green type of transportation vehicles that are coming out. But I guess it's going to be adopted by some other companies, and the price is still a little bit high, £15,000, so a little expensive. Actually, that's what the fuel cell cost. It's not what the bike costs. So, you know, that's expensive, folks. So it's not within the average man's price. There is a Firefox and Firebird release candidate out, version 1.0.2. It's a test version. So if any of you guys want to test that, I'll put a link up to where that is in the show notes. I read a article about a guy that is doing a podcast that wants to create transcripts of each of his podcasts. And I guess maybe for the hearing impaired, I understand why that's important, but do we really want to start transcribing podcasts? Let's think about that for a second. You know, I talked for 40 minutes. What would that take? 3-4 hours to transcribe? And sure, it might be good for Google, but kind of defeats the purpose. If I'm going to, I can blog in 3 or 4 hours, basically every article that I talk about in this show, actually shorter time than that. I don't know. I don't know if I would want to be, have this show put up on transcripts. There is a article that talks about music videos unplugged. Now, back when I was younger, there was a small business I was in where we were, you know, this was basically right around the time MTV kicked in, where everyone wanted videos in their bars, restaurants, clubs, and a lot of these places did not have the hookup, you know, for MTV, you know, and especially where I was at the time. So we were in the business of selling basically music videos on VHS tape that were legally licensed and everything like that. And they were really, really expensive, but we sold them to clubs. I think the VHS tapes that we had were 3 hours, 2 hours maybe a video, and they were like $1,500, but they were mainstream videos, and they were on a rotation system, so the club couldn't keep them. And it looks like what's being rolled out right now is it's called Cinema Now, and you're going to be able to download music videos and have a permanent copy on your computer, or hopefully you can burn it to a DVD. You know, there's nothing better when you have a party, especially if you've got a nice widescreen TV, to play some music, you know, even have the videos up, or, you know, have something going on, a little interactive on your television. So I think this is cool. I think it would be great. You know, I love when I have a party to put music on and put some videos up. You know, today you can't rely on MTV to have videos anymore. It's all talk and reality TV, and I think they got all out of the video playing business. Hey, you see it once in a while, but not too much. But kind of cool where they're going with that. Those of you that use FeedDemon, I found a link to a good instructional on how to use a FeedDemon and to pull down podcasts. So any of you that are using FeedDemon and a podcast aggregator and want to quit using the other, check out this link that I'll have up for you. I'm still fighting my sore throat, so I'm having to take a drink about every 3 minutes here, so this will be probably another evening of editing. And the last show we had to edit for the first time, and I felt pretty bad about that, but until I get over this bug, then it's going to have to be that way. Now, podcasters, you guys are going to have to hurry up. I hope it's still available. But my good friend Paul in New York has a Mackie VLZ 1202 Pro mixer for sale. That is the same mixer I have sitting right here on my table, and it is a wonderful box, and he's going to let it go for $200, and you have to pay for shipping fees. That is a steal. That's like $165 under retail, and it's brand new. So get over there to podcastrigs.com, check it out. His email is PT. Well, I'm not going to say his email. You guys have to go over there. I don't think he'd appreciate me giving his email out. Go over to podcastrigs.com and check out that link, and you score yourself a good mixer. And plus, that site's got a lot of great info, too. Congratulations to the iPodder team for releasing version 2.0. And speaking of which, the tech podcasters are trying to, we've got an open mail directory that we're working on for all of our group, and we want to get that embedded in all of the aggregators out there, all of the podcast aggregators. So if any of you guys have connections with people that are on development teams, send us an email. Help us get our directory built into the default directory on iPodder. The MP3 market is going to nearly quadruple by 2009, and I find this pretty interesting in that they're saying that the growth is going to go up to like 132 million units by 2009. That's just absolutely amazing. Okay, podcasters, you're going to want to listen to this promo.
Attention podcasters and portable audio and video enthusiasts. The Podcast and Portable Media Expo is November 11th and 12th, 2005, in Southern California at the Ontario Convention Center. Walk the exhibit hall and demo the latest hardware and software tools for creating podcasts. Hear from audio engineers about how they record and edit their own audio files, and attend classes on how to promote your podcast and attract paying sponsors. Register today at www.podcastexpo.com.
Okay, hey, you know, how many times have you had your MP3 player, and you've been over to Buddy's house, and you know, or you know, you've been talking about music, and he says, "Man, give me a copy of that." Well, we all know, you know, how the RIAA feels about us sharing music with each other. If you guys really get in a jam, there's a good article that I found on Engadget. It's called Pod Shanking, Physical Pod-to-Pod Penetration. And it's basically pod shanking can be declared a hack in the basest sense of the word, as in hacky, as a jury-rigged stopgap solution to a sticky technical problem. What's even more sad is that this guy had to go to this extent to get music from one iPod to the other. And basically what he's done is hooked up a audio out cable to the audio in cable on the other iPod, and then did a voice recording. You know, they put a, one of those voice microphones on it, and then transferred the data that way. But it only goes down in like 16 kilohertz bit rate. So, you know, I don't think you're going to get very good music quality on that kind of a transfer. But, you know, geeks will be geeks, so it's pretty cool to see that. See that people are thinking outside the box a little bit. And he wanted to get some, this guy wanted to get some music transferred that was open source, actually. It was, you know, not necessarily open source, but it was independent music that it was authorized to be transferred. So there's a report out that the BBC has reported there is as many as 1 million zombie PCs connected to the internet. So if you think about that, if there's a million zombies, and basically a zombie is a computer that has been taken control of by a hacker and had either spyware put on it, and it's basically open to accepting commands to do things it shouldn't, you better have your spyware up to date, your firewalls up. And of course, all you guys that are running Macs are saying, we don't have to worry about that. Okay, countdown to Grokster argument. There is the EFF is going to have an awareness program, and they're basically doing this this awareness program through March 29th. And what it's to do is to make people aware of what is at stake in this ruling that could come down by the Supreme Court. So ever since the Betamax ruling in 1984, inventors have been free to create new copying technology as long as they are capable of sustaining or substantial non-infringing uses. But basically what's being tried here is that if the Betamax ruling gets adjusted by a Supreme Court ruling, it basically could end fair use rights for those of us that want to be able to make copies of stuff we want to use. You know, there could be stuff put, technology put into the equipment that we own to prevent it from copying stuff, you know, physically put on the chipset. So I want you guys to go over to this link over at the EFF and check this out. And they're going to be showing a machine a day that that will be affected by this ruling. And the two devices that they've shown so far are the Xerox machine and TCP/IP. And you may say, how would TCP/IP have anything to do with the Betamax ruling? Well, they go into that, and you need to be aware of what it's at stake, and to be aware and understand what companies like the RIAA are trying to do and taking away your rights. Those of you that have Google AdSense on your websites, they've come out with something called AdLinks, and I haven't fully checked it out yet, but it's supposed to make your Google AdSense ad more aware of the text in the page to be able to serve up a better ad for your visitors. And I'm sure that makes some of you happy that don't like those, but believe it or not, those Google AdSense have helped out, and actually it's helping me cover some of my bandwidth cost. Philip Terone was out at ETEC and listened to Evan Williams talk about Odeo. He was giving a preview of their podcast recording and publishing service. I guess users are going to be able to play audio from any page, using Macromedia Flash, using tags, can subscribe, add to queue, share queues, post comments, download for iTunes. It's basically going to be able to allow people to listen, sync, and create podcasts. And we talked about the business model a little bit, being that it is going to be their main opportunity is going to be hosting. So that's how they're going to make their money. And they're going to make it available to basically some sort of the subscription model is going to be basically they're going to offer free hosting. But basically, they're going to say if you're Adam Curry and getting 50,000 downloads a week, you're probably not going to host that for free. Evan doesn't have to worry. Adam's already getting his hosting for free on Mac.com. But anyway, they're going to sell advertising. And they're not going to insert audio into podcast streams, but they're going to make it available as an option, it looks like. And they are going to sell premium content. So good podcasters that want to sell their content are going to be able to. Google has created on their site it's called code.google.com. Or actually, that's the website, code.google.com. And it highlights programming efforts by people that have tapped into the Google API. So if you want to go over there, if you're a programmer, check that out. Looks like a pretty good resource. Also, Gmail, if you go to the Google search page, every once in a while they're giving Google Gmail accounts out via the Google search page. But if you want a Gmail and you don't have one yet, you can let us know. We'll get you one. You can send an email to geeknews@gmail.com and we'll get you hooked up. There's some new spyware out there that's affecting Firefox, Mozilla, Netscape, Internet Explorer. Basically, vitalsecurity.org has issued an alert on the exploit. And the spyware gets downloaded through the standard garbage. It pops up on your Windows. And they basically have learned to bypass the Firefox pop-up blocker. But there is a window that comes up that you have to click to actually get sucked into this spyware. So I know you're all smart. And you know that if you see a pop-up come up, not to click OK. Make sure that you go down the toolbar and right-click and make sure you close that via the toolbar. That's the best way to get rid of those windows. If it's in a tab window on Firefox, just go up to the top of the tab and close the tab. Don't click anything on the box. It opens up. Apparently, BitTorrent sites in Australia are in fear because of all the door-kicking that's been going on with Australian ISPs. So they are closing shop. I guess three or four of the big BitTorrent tracker sites have shut down. And people are getting scared out there. So I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're having pretty good luck down there in Australia and shutting down sites that the music industry isn't happy about. Okay, this is a totally geek item. Those of you that are 80s child, so you know, maybe some of you are even 70s. How many of you had a black light? Maybe you guys have black lights or ladies have black lights out there in your house? Now that's real old school stuff, okay? I remember back when I was very young having posters that were special posters that we would buy that I remember kids always, we always had our rooms full of posters with that would be affected by a black light. But this is called a glow brick nightlight. And it's cool. It's just like this piece of glass, or I don't know what they've got in it. It's probably some sort of, I don't know. But what they do is you take it and you set it in the sun during the day. And then at night it stays lit up. And I don't know how long it lasts, but it's cool. It is really cool. And $45, my wife would hate it, but I may just have to get one because it's, you know, it's one of those. You know, it's kind of one of those 70s, 80s things. You know, if you grew up in that time zone, you're going to see this and you're going to say, yeah, I want one of these. So tell me if you think it's cool. If you like it, let me know. We'll see if you do. All right, what else? I think, you know what, I don't have a lot today, folks. We're almost done. And part of it's because I can hardly talk. those of you that have been paying attention the last couple of days or last couple of shows know that I've been giving hints out to our upcoming 50th show. Let's see here. We've got a couple of shows left before we get to 50. I gave you guys a quiz question last show. And the quiz tonight is, what am I attending? What is the name of the event I'm attending July 15th through the 18th in Portland, Oregon? So that word is the second part of the quiz. And for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go back and listen to the other show. And on show 49, which will be next Tuesday, I'll give out another hint. And then a week from today will be our show 50. And what's going to happen is on Tuesday, you're going to get the third hint and our third quiz question. And you're going to have to email me all three answers on a solitary email. So I'm going to have some little slips of paper here and I'm going to write down everybody's name that gets the email right. And then on the show, we're going to I'm going to basically pull a name out of the hat. That day is actually going to be a kind of an amazing day, too, because I'm going to be on Hawaii Public Radio for an hour-long program on podcasting. We're trying to figure out if they have a stream. We'll probably have to end up getting the file later, and I'll probably, with permission, put that up on as a podcast so that you guys can check out what we talked about out here in Hawaii. Since I've got plenty of time tonight. Oh, you know what? I got an email from someone that said they didn't like some of the annoying music I was playing. That's the first complaint we've got on music. But I'll put something up for you tonight, and we'll make it a surprise. Maybe I'll play a couple of tunes because we're real short on time tonight. Hey, I appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully, I will be back to 100% Tuesday of next week. I have really felt like I've been off the mark the last couple of days, and this flu bug, boy, I tell you, just knocked me down good. But anyway, send comments to the show at 619-342-7365, or you can contact me directly via email, geek@geeknewscentral.com, or call Skype. Use Skype to call us at Geek News Central. Even if I'm not online, you can leave a voicemail message because it'll get picked up. So let us know what you think about the content. And I've got editing to do tonight. You guys don't know how many times I stopped and coughed tonight. So I'll leave this in. But we appreciate you checking us out. And we'll see you on next Tuesday. Stand by for some tunes. And I'll get those queued up right now. Okay, for this next artist that we want to highlight, we want to thank Paul, and he started a podcast at paulsblog.net, and he hooked us up with this music from Alex Bach. And if you guys go to her website at alexbach.com, we'll have it up in the show notes. This is a beautiful girl, and she's got a beautiful voice, and we hope you enjoy the music.
When I am broke, 'cause I just can't shake this bad luck. When I lose hope, I've been feeling so out of touch. You shake me up like a thousand colored kaleidoscope, and you bring me into focus on the beauty you know. A hell of a road to become the friends that we are. Who would have known that we'd ever make it so far? Well, you know me, I don't ever do what they tell me to, but I know this much is true, that they were wrong about you. 'Cause this is finally right, and it's so delicious. All the rest of my life finally right, I've got my three wishes, 'cause never before.
That started off real quiet, didn't it? Got loud. Hope you enjoyed it. Hey, folks, we'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. And, hey, it's been fun.